You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's hand it over to KT Fun Tweets, who's standing there holding a gigantic magical audio hose.
Lots of audio, some of it new, some of it I've been holding on to for a while for when you got back from Christmas and the New Year and all that stuff. So been holding on to some of this as well, but let's start with the new stuff. Last night, national championship game, it's the MegaCast.
Oh.
You go to one of those side ESPN venues, but I think it was ESPN News, and it was Booger, and it was Witten, and it was Tess, and it was Todd McShay all in a room. And at the you know the college football rules where there's a fair catch, you can fair catch it and you just take the ball to the 25.
Stupid rule.
It is a dumb rule. Well, Witten was not very aware of that rule, apparently. This is early on in the game, the opening kickoff of the game, and you're going to hear Witten jump the gun when the Clemson guy signals for a fair catch.
Yeah, it's so deep Clemson is on defense. Why do you fair catch it?
No, it's a new rule.
It's a new rule.
Yeah, you know, I clean everything up here.
Yeah.
Isn't how fast they cut it. Wasn't how fast they help Witten out and cut him off.
Yeah, it's so deep Clemson is on defense. Why do you fair catch it?
No, it's a new rule.
It's a new rule.
You know, I clean everything up here.
What
yeah.
a dumbass rule. Why even have the kick? We I just want to see if you have anyone on your team who can catch a long kick. You can, okay. They do, you guys. All right, they get the ball. Where they get, 25?
25.
You guys can have it at the 25. We didn't know you had someone who could catch it. All good. What is the point of that rule?
I have a question. I've thought about this every single Sunday. Every Sunday. There are kicks that go into the end zone that players in the NFL don't catch.
Mm-hmm.
And they wave their hands and walk off, and the referees give them at the 25.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those balls don't go out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that not an onside kick?
Just never has been. It's kind of the way the league.
No, I see the same thing too. And but it's like again, it's just why do we have kickoffs?
Well, that
I mean,
college. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know all the rules in college. In the NFL, that is a live ball until it is downed. If the receivers just walk out and wave their hands, okay, it should not be a touchback because an onside kick is the ball is live until it goes out of bounds or until
under understood rules.
No, again, I'm just saying they do it every week.
It's a stupid. They must have a rule about it.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Why wouldn't that be part of an onside kick?
Kicking in general is stupid. Why have kickoffs?
Right.
Just start at your 20.
We need onside kicks though.
What? But if you want an onside kick, fine. Have an onside kick. But otherwise, you're starting at the 20 or the 25. It's like. What is the point? There's rarely a kick return.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got man, we're starting at the 21 this time. Great. Now we got to sit through a whole nother commercial bank. What are we really doing? Who's getting any benefit out of that other than advertisers?
The occasional kick returner.
Well, how many kicks were returned for a touchdown this year?
Great question.
Chippy, get on that.
Four.
It's a great question.
It is a great question.
There were a couple, but surely. Okay,
all right, so rank now, the kick returns.
Let's go. We got a lot to get to here. Steve Smith, NFL Network, okay? He's making fun of Deshaun Watson for signaling for a first down as they're down 21-0.
Watching a guy get a first down and signaling a first down when you're getting beat 21-0, bro, put the ball down, get your ass back in the huddle, and get your guys down the field. Quit signaling a first down like you're on their sideline first. Bro, it's 21-0.
Oh, you got yourself a montage, I see.
First down.
Oh, no.
21-0. 21-0. And all these plays, guess what? Check down Charlie.
Well,
check down Charlie. And as a wide receiver, I hate seeing you do all that and some people will go watch and say, oh, Steve, you did that. Yeah, I did. But when we was getting our ass whooped, put the ball down, get back in the huddle, and let's go back to work. Don't give me a first down signal when you can't throw the ball past 20 yards and complete it.
Now, I love the one guy, the one drop goes, oh, I see you've got a montage. That's a pretty good drop.
That is a pretty good drop.
By the way, I think it's five. It looks like it's five kickoffs.
Oh, that's correct. So close.
Okay, the Jets had a kick return for a touchdown. The Niners did. The Dolphins did. The Patriots did, and the Titans did. Other than that, nobody did. In fact, the Cowboys had the fewest kick returns, period, of anyone in the NFL. How many kicks did the Cowboys return this year, do you think? Just even
10?
Any?
I bet it was fewer than that.
15.
I'll tell you this. The leader, the most in the league, was the Jets with 46. Oh. The Jets had 46 returns.
A lot of wind up there.
Yep.
I bet the Cowboys are like 23.
I'll say 10.
13.
13. Yeah, because
you're right. Why have those?
I don't. And you know what? You know how many of those 13 I remember?
None.
Zero.
I don't remember a single one.
You don't remember
of them.
The Jordan Lewis fumble?
All I remember is what all you're right. talking about, Skin, where it's like somebody would be like, I'm good, I don't want it. And I'm like, it's still in the end zone. Are we good?
The rule is that if it bounces in the end zone, it's an automatic touchback, but I don't understand why.
You need to
why.
Get over that.
But it's just
you
stupid.
You need to get over it.
It either needs to go out of bounds or a guy needs to catch it and down it.
You need to let that go.
No, I don't.
It's a weird thing to fight for.
I'm going
to
start a campaign, and I want everybody to join. I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
I didn't even hear what you said, but I'm in. I got your back.
Thank you. Let's do a GoFundMe.
There's a Tolo by the name of Caleb Shreve, and he made a rap about the station.
Listen to the fan, but you don't get it, do you? They got the coverage that others can only dream of doing. I'm with the Cowboys and the Texas Rangers, too. If you dial stuck on somewhere else, then change it, dude. RJ spitting stats he don't understand. Sean going big with his small hands. Roy probably smoking that blunt. Troy is the best. I was quick with the dump button. Mike got the baseball nuggets. Gabbing up on him at least a couple hundred. Jeff mocking drafts, punking all the haters. Lucius steady holding down them Gators. Ben watching Romo highlights. Skin fucking all the Mavs in sight. KT is a Dave Matthews hippie.
Shut up, Shippy.
Corey Jason left and right, no stop. Kevin lost the weight, looking dang hot. Look at Kobe Bryant, smack you in the nuts. Pucker on the fan, always chopping them cuts. Gave you reasons, what else do you need? Stop, change it to 105.3. Best sports talk in the Metroplex. And I just wanna wish you much continued sex. Generation no-no, then you gotta go-go. Turn it on, leave it on, that's the motto, Tolo. And we listen every day, every day, every day. Even on the weekend, yo, the local coverage stay. And we listen every day, every day, every day. Can't see cause the ratings in the way. Everybody, what's up?
Yeah!
Oh, all right. Woo!
I love that little keyboard part he brought in for the final four bars.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's pretty great.
It's my new favorite song.
Yeah.
Drake,
shout out.
Any other Tillos want to do freestyle raps, send them to us.
Send them to at Kevin Turner.
Yeah, at KT Fun Tweets. That's fine. So Jeff and I do this thing during Cowboys games. For the fourth quarter of a game, we're working for this company on the side here, and they're called FanCred, okay? Just fourth quarter, and it's Jeff and I talking back and forth. That's all it is. And occasionally they will ask us, hey, if we've got a guy ready, he wants to pop on with you guys. So a guy will come on the computer screen, and there's a third person, okay? Well, as you know, I think all of us on the show consider ourselves pranksters, all right? Well, me and Jeff got pranked.
Oh, really?
The danger of bringing on strangers is sometimes they're up to no good. So this is, hey, tense moment of the Cowboy game. Okay, fourth quarter, things are tight.
Is this O.J. Simpson style?
I've got a producer in my ear going, hey, we've got a guy named Nick ready to go. You need to bring Nick on. So you're going to hear me mention Nick is ready on the fan line. So here is Jeff and I just doing a live stream during the game, and then another guy pops in.
Yeah, okay, we've got Nick on the fan line, Jeff.
You figured if they're not going to call it when I destroy a dude, they definitely won't call it if I just hook a guy.
We can go ahead and bring Nick in here whenever. First and 10 for the Cowboys on their own 45. Nick will be joining us on the fan line shortly.
Oh, yeah. I believe in Nick. I think Nick's going to have something good for
us. Zeke's for five. He is directly up on the star.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Nick?
Where's your camera? Get your camera.
I have a question.
Yo.
Is your ball sack saggy?
No, because I do testosterone therapy.
That guy couldn't even get it out without laughing.
So childish. So childish.
Okay, now that was great.
Is your ball sack saggy?
So that's my first time to hear that. What space station were you guys at?
Yeah. It's so great that guy came in.
I pictured KT floating and like a wrench slowly floats by his head as he's doing that space cast.
I used to do that all the time. Yeah. I used to just call in when I was just punk kid to every station I could, try to get on.
I used to record them. I used to have a CD of like we got characters. Yeah. And stuff. A couple of my friends.
I'd get like right about ready to prank them, and then I'd get nervous and go, "Oh, is Mark Aguirre gonna have a good year?" I'll hang up and listen. Dang, God,
that's actually a pretty good question. 877-881-1053. Will Mark Aguirre have a good year?
I used to call in and request inappropriate fake songs to stations, and then I learned years later that they don't just do a lot of that live.
No.
This is a clip from our morning show host, Sean Churi, that I thought was funny, wanted you guys to hear.
I'm in.
Now, he went, this is from over the break. Now, he went to Maryland for Christmas to go see his parents or whatever. So you can hear the first of the clip. You hear him go, shoot, they're watching a basketball game. Well,
so it's all sports all the time in the Sharif household?
This is from his girlfriend's Instagram account as he had surprised her, surprised him. So he had, she flew up to Maryland, surprised Sean, and listened to Sean's voice when he sees that she walks in.
WD-40. Oh, shoot! Merry Christmas!
Oh my God!
What voice is that?
How drunk?
Oh my God!
How drunk is he? Oh my God, it's incredible! Can you play just the reaction?
Yeah, you want me to start from where he reacted?
Yes.
Merry Christmas!
What the heck? Are you serious? Oh my God!
Okay, I just realized. So he's wearing that shock collar. Yeah. Hey, can you go back and play the 15 seconds of her walking in again? No, no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay. You know, it's the whole thing of like.
Is that the front door?
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
He's watching basketball.
I mean, how big is this house?
Merry Christmas!
RJ.
What? Oh my God.
It's the voice of like, hey man, I flew up here to get away from you for a couple days.
There you are.
What?
Surprise.
Are you serious?
He immediately was like canceling plans with old friends.
RJ, no!
Oh, hey, I like combining those. That's great. She goes, here I am. And he goes, ah! You gotta do that again, Jimmy. Oh my God. And how racy was it that she walked in front of his parents just wearing a ribbon? Whoa.
Merry Christmas.
What the heck? Are you serious? Oh my God!
He's just gotten a little bit of peace of quiet. Okay, he's just gotten away just for a few days.
What? RJ?
That's amazing.
So
last clip I have for you guys. I only pulled this because Jared sent this to me. And he thought there would be some good drops out of it for the future. You guys have an old friend, Ian Fitzsimmons.
Oh, yeah.
Great Ian Fitzsimmons.
Yeah. Well, apparently during one of those bowl games, I think it was Clemson and Notre Dame, Ian Fitzsimmons was on the sideline doing a report. And he's doing a report on the deceased former Eagles and Patriots fullback Kevin Turner, whose son plays for Clemson.
Right, yes.
And Ian is, I don't know the guy, but you guys said he would do a lot of nicknames and stuff.
He's a big nickname guy.
Yes.
I don't know if former Eagles running back and Patriots running back Kevin Turner went by KT, but Ian Fitzsimmons went with it. So there's a lot of drops here for this sideline report. Gets real dark.
And the reason that Nolan Turner is at Clemson is Papa, Kevin Turner. KT was a star fullback tailback for the Alabama Crimson Tide with Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney. And KT went on to star in the NFL for about 8 years. We lost Kevin Turner to Lou Gehrig's disease a few years ago. But before he passed, Nolan Turner was looking for a scholarship. Well, he went to Clemson's football camp with his dad, KT, and stayed with his old friend and Dabo Sweeney. At the end of the camp, Dabo looks at Kevin and says, you know what? Your boy can play. I want to offer him a scholarship. KT broke down in tears and said, if he comes here, you're his dad. Take care of my boy. And KT, up there in football heaven, So you're smiling like a proud papa because your son has made a big-time football play for your best friend's football team in Dabo Swinney.
That is amazing.
I didn't know when that sideline report was going to end either. I just kept going.
And that's the third quarter.
They missed three downs.
KT, up there in football heaven.
Guys, we're going to recap the scoring you missed during that story. Now, first, there was the field goal and then a return kickoff.
We had two commercial breaks we're supposed to play.
Man, I can't wait for KT to die. Those drops are going to be so useful.
KT up there in football heaven.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Ian.
I am so happy to learn that in his time off, Jared Sandler was listening to radio coverage of the Notre Dame-Clemson game. Or Notre Dame, was that Notre Dame and who? Who played in that thing?
We lost care, Kevin man. Turner.
Oh,
Kevin. Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, man. Kevin, how you doing now?
Oh, what?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He'd flown up there to have a secret affair with some old broad. Oh, my God.
The very end of that, it sounds like he's about to fall down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Submitted Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Cansey Masterpiece.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.